I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with Chris. Love it.
Hello.
Love it.
Do you like the name?
It's like a McDonald's. It? It's like a McDonald's advert. Loving it.
Well, you know what I had from about, because I was in, I was a late teenager in the garage years. So from 98 to kind of 2002. And you might have heard the, you know, I'm loving it, loving it, loving it.
Mm. I'm loving it, like.
Yeah, so I had that for like 5 years. So that was fun. Don't put that in the edit.
Yeah, that's staying in the edit, 100%. So wait, because you've done, so you were a DJ for many years. Yeah. What kind of, you good tunes?
Always, mate. Yeah, I never put a bad tune.
Just loving it on repeat.
Yeah, that's it, mate. I ventured into, and this is the thing, what we were talking about before, about naivety and trying stuff, and not having these preconceived stories. Like, I couldn't play an instrument. You know, I was just a music lover. And so I asked if I could go onto a radio station. I didn't know anyone there. I didn't get an in or an application. I just asked someone. You know, I'm a bit of a geek in regards to like 90s R&B music and hip hop. I said, I can come onto a show and play some amazing tunes. And he went, all right. So on a Saturday morning, I went in to like just a local radio station and I had 20 minutes on air and I played Snoop Dogg and I played something like that. And they said, yeah, you're good with the mic. You know, you've got a nice voice. I was like, thank you very much. Let's talk about the music. I got a gig as a DJ. And then I became a DJ and I played in clubs and various bits and pieces like that. So, but again, that was all because I just went and asked.
You went and did it. Going to ask. I agree. I think a lot of people, I give talks at weirdly schools a fair bit.
Nice.
And until they won't let me back. No, one of the things
in
I
the vest.
Say, yeah, in the vest. I'm just in the vest. I always say, always challenge the people who say no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the point is that I have a story of when I was rejected from Leeds University. And what I did is I went on the train by myself without telling my mum, parents, anyone. Yeah. I just went up there, knocked on the drama department door and said, hi, I failed my exams, but I really want to come here.
Yeah.
And they went, well, we're fully subscribed.
And they said, put a shirt on, you ruffian.
But they said to me, we're fully booked up here. And I said, well, can I have a tour and talk to you? So this guy who was head of the drama department took me on a tour around the theatre department in Leeds. And at the end of the day, he said, listen, I admire your courage. Hopefully we'll see you in a few years or another year or something like that. And I said, yeah, don't worry about it. He said, I just want you to let you know that I would be a great student here.
Yeah.
And I went home, woke up the next day, went into my UCAS to reapply, and I had an unconditional offer from Leeds.
Nice.
And the point was, is that what I did is I went up and became, you know, I just went and asked. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time that, you know, a name is just a name. It's a floating nothing. As soon as you put a human existence to it, we're all humans. We get an attachment. So I really challenge people to go out there and do that. Like you did, just go and ask, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, I mean,
we fear rejection, right? That's why we don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, we need disruptors now more than ever. You know, we need people to go in.
What do you mean by that though?
People that are rule breakers. So almost from a, not from a criminal perspective, from a, like from a, you know, professional perspective, we need people to shake up, you know, the level of leadership, for example, right, has been fucking abysmal recently, not just in a public sector, but in professional sector, you know, it's not great because, you know, people were just busy being busy, you know, maybe not making too much of an impact. Some people go into an organization or into a social setting, they go, why do you do it that way? And they've not, people have not been asked that question for years. I just, that was just something that I always did because it rewarded me or it kept me safe. And so, yeah, so we need disruptors. We need, you know, people like that, you know, telling your story, Jamie, where you go and knock on the door and ask a question. And because of that, you had a positive consequence off the back of it. And there wasn't really going to be a negative consequence of doing that action. You know, you could have been in the same position. They could have said, no, look, sorry, not this time. And you would have still been in that same position had you have not gone and made that trek.
Absolutely. You know, because one of the arguments that someone could suggest, right, is becoming a minimalist.
Yeah.
And in your situation, is that you're running away from responsibilities. And that possibly could be the case, right? You're saying, I have all these responsibilities that I have, work, mortgage, family, stuff, whatever it is. And actually, I don't want any of those responsibilities. I just want to live a completely nomadic life.
Yeah.
But that probably isn't the case. I'm just questioning what you would think about that.
It's an interesting, it's because we do think of, you know, what is minimalism, what is being a minimalist. It's a race to emptiness. It's a race to own 50 things. But it actually really has nothing to do with things. It's about the mindset. It's around what is getting in the way of me being a better parent. You know, what is getting in the way of me being a better podcast host? You know, me living happier, healthier. Because actually, I would say that buying everything and, you know, treating your kids and your friends and family to everything is actually irresponsible, because they want to spend time with you, the person. They want to have the better experience with you as a parent, as an individual, as a friend. You know, so when I'm meeting friends, I don't want to be bogged down with, oh, I've got so many things going on at the moment. You know, do you want to hear all my concerns, all my worries and things like that? I want to be the best version I can be in that setting there, and not having, you know, too many issues to, well, we've all got issues, right? But trying to narrow those down and trying to reduce some of those, remove the excess, it does help me be a better version of me, which helps me be a better coach, which helps my client be even better. So, you know, the ripple effect that you can have on the people around you is, well, we're never going to be able to measure that. Like, so my parents, for example, after helping them declutter, my mum finally had time to bake.
Really?
Rather than clean up her home every other day because of all the junk that they did it. You know, my dad had time to sit down and watch a series. Just watch a series because they always had jobs to do. They were both retired now. They always had stuff to do, you know, worry about bills and various bits and pieces like that. So having less allows you to be more you. And sometimes we worry about that because what's the real me going to be like?
I guess it's just quite analytical, really. You just look at something and you go, what's the point?
Yeah,
why are you spending 4 hours like going through bills, clean, like what does that actually achieve? Like, break it down. Doesn't really do much for you. Fuck it off, go and do the next thing.
Like, it's such a hard mindset to change, though.
No, I know, but I think that
you can start really easy. I mean, you can start with, that's how
I start the 1%, right?
With the things that you can touch and feel and you can see, right? Let's book collection, for example, right? We've probably all got 80 to 100 books in our home.
I've got about 3, but yeah.
I have so many.
I can give you 80 copies of my book.
I'm a minimalist. not by choice.
So generally, a general perspective, we have a lot of books, and you know, people listening to this right now, they might be going, shit, yeah, what's he going to talk about my books and my bookcase? It's nice. There's this Japanese word called sunduku, which I think translates into to collect books without reading them. So if you were to look at a book and go, I've read it, I'm not going to read it again, let's get rid of it. So you can start really, really simple, or you just be realistic. Go, am I going to read that book? Am I going to read 1,000 songs you need to hear before you die? And get rid of it. You know, donate it, give it to charity shop, give it to someone else that will read it. And it starts that way. Something so simple as letting go of that, or a t-shirt or a pair of shorts, something. And then you feel you almost get the endorphins because of that. And then you go, right, well, what else? I know the 17 kitchen knives that I got in 2007 that I've never used? What about if I give those away to someone who will need them? And then you start looking around, you start seeing your environment in a completely different way. And like, wow, is that thing useful? Am I going to use it? Does it add value to my life? Does it enhance me? And if it doesn't, just ask yourself the question.
So So if we went into your house right now and we looked into your wardrobe, how many pieces of clothing would you have?
I don't count, but I would say around 40.
Really? Yeah. That feels like quite a lot.
Yeah.
As a minimalist, I feel like that's a lot, but maybe it's not.
Well, I've got, they all, it's all hanging. Not my pants, but, you know, everything's hanging up. But yeah, but I still kind of like clothes. So from where I was before, maybe 300, 400, 500 pieces of clothes to 40, that's a considerable, considerable drop. Yeah.
So do you own a house now?
No, I rent places to lease. So last year I lived in about 7 places.
Wow.
So I'm currently in Sussex at the moment, in a nice, cool place, which I'm looking forward to sitting in that front room later when everyone's going to be boiling. And I'm just
Cool.
But yeah, so I kind of gave away the attachment to mortgage and, you know, all those kind of regular type bills. I might go back to it. Depends on, you know, the situation and, you know, if I meet someone else, who knows. But for now, in where I am in my life, that works perfectly for me.
They say it's quite good for the brain to move around and not stay in one lane for so long.
Yeah.
Like, variety is the spice of life and all.
Change, you know what I mean? If you can get comfortable with being uncomfortable,
yes.
You can almost adapt really quickly. And you know, modern life is quick. Shit is changing all the time. And so you kind of potentially need to be quite adaptable and flexible. You know, how are we going to afford shit? In, you know, how are the normal people going to be able to afford their electricity bill?
I just have no clue. Right? It's crazy.
So how are people going to adapt? What are people going to do to change so they don't have to go and, you know, heat or eat, you know, which I really worry about. But, you know, being adaptable, being flexible with change, I think is going to be really important.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How important is money, cash, on your list of things? Because I have a friend who traveled around the world.
Yeah.
He's a broker. He still is a broker. And he basically said that he was like, he went traveling because he wanted to experience the world. He said, the one thing which I realized is money does turn the world. Makes the world go round.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you are selling watermelon on a beach or you're selling freaking Bitcoin in the highest tower, whatever doing, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
How important is cash to you, finance?
So it used to be everything. It used to be defined how I was in society. If I earned more money, I was a better person for some reason. That's what, in my head, that's what I was grown up on, you know. Money is important. I'd say it's in the car, but it doesn't drive.
Wow.
So yeah, so almost like the analogy, it used to be in the front seat. So me driving and a bag of cash.
right next to you.
Yeah, but now it's in the boot. You know, I need it to live, but I don't do things because of the money. I do things because of fulfillment, and, you know, I'll be a better person because of it.
So what is in the front seat now?
Oh, nothing at the
moment. Shotgun.
Yeah.
From the bank you just robbed.
Yeah. That's why the cash is in the boot, because you don't want to get nicked.
Yeah, they all say swag on the side of the bag.
There's paint all over me all the time. What is in the front seat for you?
I would say, well, the most important thing at the moment is my dog, Daisy.
Oh. Amazing.
Yeah. My purpose is to look after her and
love that,
and be as good as a speaker, coach and author that I can be, so I can help others by this completely random story of selling shit, how it's almost turned into quite an important message for people in a modern society. And I still get blown away by people messaging me saying that they, you know,
it's changed their lives.
I've read this, or I've seen you do that, and I've ordered a skip, and I'm like, you know, you can just get a small bag of crisps, where you don't have to order a massive bit of prawn cocktail. Thanks for laughing.
I had a story which potentially is not true, or is true, that you were working in an office which was to do with fraud.
Yes.
And after 10 years of being there a certain amount of time, you were given a prize, an award.
For longevity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was a balloon.
Yeah.
And you received your balloon. I'm telling the story
really
for
odd.
You. And you received the balloon, and you looked around the office and you saw everyone else's balloon that they received that had deflated. And it was a metaphor for just this life. Was this right?
Yeah. So longevity, loyalty, things like that in a kind of professional setting, or even with, let's say you've had the same internet for 20 years, right? So again, the mindset was loyalty is good. Loyalty gives me the best service, it gives me the best price, etc. So yeah, you know, this 10 year anniversary was up, and I think I'd got a Tiffany pen for like 5 years, and I was thinking, oh, you know, what's 10 years then keeping me here? And then they just rocks up, and there you go, mate. There's a balloon. I was like, but you've not even blown it up fully. Like it's already kind of like different. And I looked at it, and I was like, fuck me. And I'm in this office block, and I look out, and you know, I'm looking out into South London, and there's, you know, I'm just like, I've been here for so long now. Like,
you see a kid playing in the street with a balloon, you're like, bastard, how did he get there so quick?
Yeah, could you swap? And it had 10 on it, and I was like, shit's got to change. I could have had that feeling and gone, that doesn't make me feel great, and then done nothing about it. I had to, like I say, rip up the rule book a little bit and take a bit of a risk to make, you know, so I didn't get whatever 15 years was around the corner. I don't know, like a bit of fucking chewing gum from under the desk or something.
It's so true, because I said this actually in our bonus episode. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. This is what I said in the bonus episode. You have to take risks in order to achieve something. And what we don't do is we live in comfort a lot of the time. I think it's utterly, utterly fascinating.
Yeah.
You have your book out.
I do.
The title of it is?
Discovery of Less.
Discovery of Less. And we can get it on Amazon and all sorts of places, right?
Yeah, anywhere that you would buy a book on the internet.
And obviously, as we spoke about in today's episode, it's all about just clearing your mind, clearing the clutter, getting rid of the things that we don't need, and your life will just expand in ways you never thought it could.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the strange story. We've all got a strange story, and I want to hear everybody's strange stories, you know, because it will impact, you know, potentially your community, the people around you. So what a friend of mine told me recently is that they met their partner, and so he had a house full of stuff, she had a house full of stuff. They moved in together, two lots of houses in one house. So being the gentleman that he was like, you know what, I'll just put my stuff in storage, paying, I don't know, £30-40 a month.
That's
just to
bloody
have
cheap for storage.
I know,
Jesus,
right?
Jesus Christ.
Storage is expensive.
So, you know, putting stuff in storage. So I'm paying someone else to just keep all my shit, basically. We had a chat And then he went a couple of days later, he went back to storage, got it all out and donated
set
it all.
Fired.
Yeah, set fired. Yeah, yeah, massive insurance claim.
That would be your fraud, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Can't do that, know all about that.
I know, yeah. And donated it. And then a few months later, he got an email from the British Heart Foundation and they said, I'll just let you know, we sold that sofa for £200.
No, oh, nice.
So that £200 now goes towards helping that charity to fight heart disease and, you know, pay the people that are there to, you know, research this, you know, type of disease and things like that. And that's how much of a difference you can make if you donate your stuff, you sell your stuff, you give your stuff away to people that are going to actually use it. And, you know, there's some other stories in the book around how I gave away one of my suits to like a young 15, 16 year old kid who was really tall. Like, it's just got into my suit, no problem. And that suit was his first ever job interview suit. And the prom suit.
Yeah.
And so there'd be pictures of him in that suit. And he goes, oh, do you remember when I went for that job interview in that flash purple suit that that geezer from Croydon never wore? So the impact that your stuff that you're not using can have on other people is huge. And that's just the start, you know. So once you get into that minimalist mindset, anything is possible. You know, I'm very, very almost humbled the fact that I can come in and talk to you guys because about it and do a TED talk and have a book. And because I'd have never been able to do any of that stuff had I have not kind of looked at that story about, you know, oh, look, there's a Ultimate Warrior there with his head missing. What can I do with that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so we've all got stories to tell and it can start with your stuff. And I'm just wondering how many people are going to go and do amazing things by just letting go a little bit.
I love that. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, buddy. We really, really appreciate it. Go and grab Chris's book. You can go and check him out on Instagram as well. You go and look at his TED talk. It's incredible. If you want to learn more, honestly, it's an amazing lifestyle. People should really take snippets of it and start implicating it within their lives. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Was that not good enough?
That was not good enough. You have to give you have to give one more quick
one
thing.
One notch higher, mate.
Yeah, here we go.
Turn it up.
Bring it up, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, let's see where we can...
I'm loving it, loving it, loving it.
Yeah. Insert garage track. So we are in the midst of all these social, economical, professional crises at the moment. It's an opportunity for us to build a new normal. So what does your new normal look like with less? And I'm just wondering now, like I said before, man, what story are you going to tell your friends off the back of doing less?
Love that. Chris, love it. Thank you so much for coming on Private Parts. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Goodbye! Okay, I got to get home and throw away my books. I have too many Bibles.
I think...
Do you know what you should throw away?
I think minimalism is great. I don't know if you should do it, though.
Do you know what you should throw away?
Without your stuff, you're nothing.
Do you know what you should... You should throw away all of your drugs that you sell.
Why the fuck would I throw them away? He said it's all about experience and living in the moment.
You should throw away all of those bad words you use all the time. I'll throw them at you. You should throw away all of those times that you bullied people. That's what you should throw away.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder, I said this as we finished, what's going to happen to Santa Claus?
Yeah, what is going to happen?
Well, he's going to have no job. If minimalism...
Shit.
Comes
Shit.
In. Old Santa.
No, because there's something about that for kids. I love the fact that each kid has something 240 toys, but only uses 12 of them.
238 toys. Mental. That's
crazy statistic.
That's a trip hazard right there.
An amazing thing to work by. If you're thinking about doing it, go and check out more details on Chris. He's a really, really interesting guy. And we'd love to hear from you if you are thinking of becoming a minimalist. Check out our Instagram, slide into it at Private Podcast, or our TikTok at Private Podcast.
I'm actually going to go home and throw away some of my trophies. A lot of the sort of accolades that I've, you know, cluttering my house. There's too much in there.
All right, everybody, we're going to see you next week for another bonus episode on Wednesday. So if we don't see you then, we'll see you on Friday. Have a great week. Be minimalist. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.